Good morning. Welcome to worship on Palm Sunday. It's good to see all of you here. We've gathered for worship today. Now, if you haven't quite figured out yet, we're having a little bit of a heating issue. So huddle close to the person next to you or find somebody that you know, spread the love of Christ. Find someone you don't know. Give them a big hug. Warm up just a little bit. Button your coat up a little bit. I thought this would be a great day. We could have a lot of new people join the choir because you get to wear one of those nice polyester robes. Trust me, it is warm in those robes. Friends, as we gather for worship today, if you're visiting with us this morning, I want to invite you to take a moment, all of us, take a moment to take the black attendance pads that are at the end of your pews to register your attendance and worship with us so that we might celebrate your presence here with us today. I want to bring your attention to just a few announcements. If you take your bulletin and take out your announcement insert that you find there, immediately following worship today, the United Methodist Women are having a soup and bake sale. You can go down to the fellowship hall and purchase some goodies there. We've also have these new cups for sale that has our church name on it, our logo, and our mission statement, Living Faith, Growing Hope, Sharing Love. They're $8 for this red water tumbler. You can also get those downstairs during our fellowship time. You'll also see in your bulletin announcements our schedule for Holy Week. I'm not going to read all that to you, but just invite you to take a moment and join us during our Holy Week services. One other announcement for you. Inserted in your bulletin, you'll find this little tan card. On the front side, it says a little bit about who we are, our service times, what we offer, contact information. And if you flip it around, the back of this card, you'll see a 5-week sermon series coming up starting April 23rd. The sermon series is called FAQs, Faithfully Asked Questions, Tackling Tough Topics. You'll see there's over the 5 weeks we're going to deal with things like suffering and evil, why did Jesus have to die, are science and religion compatible? This is a great way to invite someone to church with you. If you're excited about what's going on here and want to invite your friends, this is a great way to say, hey, why don't you come visit me at church? Here's a card, tells you what the church is all about. And there's also a sermon series coming up. So I invite you to take this and use this as a way to invite someone to worship with you, perhaps for the first time. Well, friends, since today is Palm Sunday, we're going to be having a palm processional around the sanctuary. A lot of our kids are involved in that. The choir is going to be processing along with the kids. If any of you feel so moved and want to join the processional, you are more than welcome to do so. Only a few of us will look at you strangely. So as we begin our worship service, I invite you to turn in your bulletin to our call to worship and stand as you are able as we join together in that.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Thank you.
Would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? And as I read the gospel this morning, Miss Linda, during her children's time, has a quiz for all the children on the gospel lesson. So kids, listen very closely to what I'm going to say, all right? Today's gospel lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 21. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and once you are there, you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went, and they did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them out on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred, and they asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of these your faithful and kindle within each one of us the fire of your incredible love. May all that we say and all that we do give you honor and glory, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There was an old circuit rider and preacher who needed a new horse to be able to go from his church to church. And so somebody in one of the little congregations that he served on his big circuit said, "Oh, you have to go check with Jim. Jim has all sorts of horses, and Jim can give you the best horse that you need so that you can continue to do your circuit riding." Well, he went to where Jim was and looked at all the horses, and Jim showed them to him. And the preacher noticed in the corner this little donkey. Looked kind of strange, and the preacher just happened to mention to him, and Jim said, "Well, that's a special donkey. You don't want the donkey. You know, you wouldn't be able to go as fast as you'd be able to on one of my nice horses, and it's just a strange donkey anyway." He only responds to two commands: "Hosanna," and "Praise the Lord." Well, the preacher said, "You know, this is kind of interesting. I kind of think maybe that's what I need. I need that donkey. And, you know, responding to Hosanna and praise the Lord, that would be perfect." So Jim tried to dissuade him and tried to get him to instead go for one of those nice horses, but the circuit riding preacher would not be dissuaded. So he went with the donkey. Well, as he was leaving with the donkey, Jim, the man there with the horses and the donkey, said, "Now you need to know this. He only knows two commands: Hosanna when you Hosanna when you want him to stop, and praise the Lord when you want him to go." So the circuit rider set off, and he's going around. He's got his saddlebag with his Bible, and he's probably a good Methodist, so he had his little book of discipline there in his saddlebag. And so he's going on to his circuit, and he comes up on this steep precipice. The road is going down, and the donkey's just gaining speed as he goes down, and he's saying, "Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." Finally, the donkey skids to a halt just before the precipice, drops right off the cliff. An old circuit rider says, "Oh, praise the Lord." Don't you find today's gospel reading the beginning of Holy Week, the week that really defines who we are as Christians? Don't you find this week, the reading from Matthew, the way Jesus enters Jerusalem for the final time, to be kind of strange? I mean, here's Jesus. Here's the Messiah, the one that they've been waiting for. The disciples have been following him. He's been He's been gaining crowds of people as he goes by his miracles and his teachings. You'd think he'd at least have a horse, a nice horse, and not a donkey, right? Isn't it interesting that according to Matthew's Palm Sunday reading, the story of Jesus going into Jerusalem, over half of the text concerns itself with these mundane details of where to go get this donkey, what to say, what you're going to find there, where to bring the donkey. Isn't that interesting? Am I the only one that finds this scripture a little bit of a letdown? Here's Jesus, and he's coming into Jerusalem on a rented donkey. It's interesting today, as we stand at the beginning of Holy Week, and as we look back to Jesus entering Jerusalem for that final time, we've been looking over the last several weeks from the Gospel of John, of Jesus meeting different people, of Jesus meeting Nicodemus at nighttime. And Nicodemus, who's the leader of the Jews, a member of the religious establishment, who comes to Jesus and says, we want to know more about you, using the we, right? It's easier sometimes to hide behind the we and ask your questions. So he comes to Jesus and he's trying to find out a little bit more about who Jesus is. We see Jesus meet a woman at the well in John chapter 4, a Samaritan woman, a woman that Jews would consider dirty and unclean, the lowest of the low. Jesus meets her, starts to talk to her, and she wonders the same thing that Nicodemus wondered. Who is this man? And she goes back to her village, in fact, and says, come meet this man who's told me everything I've ever done. And she starts to find out a little bit more and more about him as her spiritual eyes are open. And then a few weeks ago, we hear the story of Jesus healing the man who was blind from birth. And after Jesus heals him, the question that's buzzing around the neighborhood, the question that the religious authorities are asking, the question that even his own family struggles with is, who is this man that did this? Who is it? And I love the response from the man who was born blind. All he says was, I don't know who he is, but all I know is that I once was blind, but now I see. And then last week, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, and as he goes there, we hear Mary and Martha's confession of faith to that question of, who is this man? Who is Jesus? And Martha says, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. So when Jesus comes into Jerusalem today, we see the same question posed, don't we? There's a ragtag band of followers behind Jesus, no doubt, his disciples, some other people who have probably just joined the processional because they're curious as to kind of what's going on. Jesus' reputation always precedes him. So when Jesus goes into some place, you read in the Gospels that kind of people already know a little bit about him, or at least they've heard his name, and they've heard that, depending on who they've heard the news from, that Jesus can either do great things or Jesus is going to cause a lot of trouble. And sometimes those two are the same thing. Jesus gets a crowd, and no doubt there's a ruckus, and so the question emerges from the people who have gathered there to celebrate the Passover. Probably 200,000 or 300,000 people in Jerusalem at this time who would come from all over the area to celebrate Passover in Jerusalem. The question starts to come up from the crowd. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? For those of us who are going to follow Jesus, who are going to follow him into Jerusalem, for those of us who are going to follow Jesus to the cross, for those of us who are called to be disciples, who are called to follow Jesus into wherever he leads us, that is a question that we too must grapple with and that we too must answer. Who is this? Who is this? Being a disciple, I think, has to do with just plodding along faithfully after Jesus, doing what he's asked us to do, going where he's called us to go. And you know, sometimes the life of discipleship means that we go out and we find a rented donkey and we bring it to Jesus. It means that we do the things that might not seem so glamorous, the things that are dirty and messy and aren't that much fun, but we do them because Jesus has called us to do that, and we have committed ourselves